Many local governments in Pennsylvania are seeing more challenges to their decisions not to release public records. From our news partner, WITF, Jackson White reports some people are turning to ChatGPT, Claude, or other artificial intelligence systems for help in making their case.
Liz Wagenseller is the executive director of Pennsylvania's Office of Open Records. They decide whether to reverse a public records request denied by a government agency.
Around September, we started to see evidence of AI being used in appeals. The recent 6 months to 6 months a year ago at that same time, there's been a 64% increase in appeals, an enormous increase.
Most of the nearly 4,000 appeals last year were filed by private citizens, not companies or journalists, according to the Open Records Agency. And county governments saw the most appeals directed toward them compared to townships, school districts, police departments, or other government agencies. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
The Delaware River Bridge that connects Burlington and Bucks counties will be getting a much-needed facelift after a $600 million grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. WHYY's Corey Sharber has some details.
In a joint statement, U.S. Pennsylvania Senators John Fetterman and Dave McCormick said the funds will advance the PA Turnpike I-95 interchange program. The pair called it one of the most consequential infrastructure commitments in Pennsylvania's history. No exact timeline for construction has been given, but the preliminary design phase is expected to last through next year. Nearly 67,000 people drive across the bridge daily. In 2017, a fracture in one of the bridge's support trusses closed it for more than 6 weeks. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Two men were injured in a shooting just off the campus of Temple University early this morning. Our news partner, 6ABC, reports this occurred on the 1,000 block of Diamond Street near North 10th Street in North Philadelphia. Temple University police and Philadelphia police arrived on the scene to find two men shot inside a pop-up hookah lounge. Both victims were rushed to the hospital in stable condition. Temple University police say the victims are not students at the university. No arrests have been made. An investigation is ongoing. In sports, it was the Phillies falling to the Rangers Sunday 8-3. The Phils are 1 win, 2 losses on the brand new season. They host the Nationals in South Philly tonight. Taiwan Walker starts for the Phillies on the mound. The Flyers beat the Dallas Stars 2-1 in overtime. Very significant for the Flyers as they're in that ever closer inching toward a wild card spot this season. The 76ers are in Miami with the Heat tonight. And the Philly forecast starts off with clear skies right now and 55 degrees. We're going up to 70. The winds will be about 10 to 20 miles an hour today with increasing clouds throughout the day. Cloudy tonight and a low of 60, rather comfortable. We're up to 81 tomorrow with partly cloudy skies.